I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Israel and Iran are arch enemies, at least according to their leaders. But both countries are also in celebration mode this week. In Israel, Jews celebrated the holiday of Purim, and in Iran, it's the middle of Nowruz, the Persian New Year. Daniel Estrin reports from Jerusalem on how some Israelis and Iranians see each other reflected in their holidays.
This is the biblical book of Esther being recited in the synagogue. The story is about an ancient Persian king whose evil viceroy, his representative, hatches a plot to kill the Jews of the kingdom. The bad guy's name is Haman, and every time his name is read, the tradition is to make lots of noise and boo. At the last minute, Queen Esther comes to the rescue, thwarts the evildoer's plan, and the Jews are saved. For most Israelis, the holiday is an excuse to dress in costume and party. But for some people in Israel and in Iran, this story from the Bible is very much alive.
Both sides are making ridiculous use of the story of the book of Esther in order to fight the other.
That's Tamar Elam Gindin, an Israeli expert on Iran and on the Book of Esther. She teaches at the Shalem College of Liberal Arts in Jerusalem. She says she was embarrassed when Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu brought up the biblical story in his contentious speech to Congress last year to urge U.S. lawmakers to reject a deal with Iran over its nuclear program. He spoke the day before the Jewish holiday.
Tomorrow night, on the Jewish holiday of Purim, we'll read the Book of Esther. We'll read of a powerful Persian viceroy named Haman, who plotted to destroy the Jewish people some 2,500 years ago.
Netanyahu called Iran's supreme leader the modern-day Haman, the villain from the Bible.
Today, the Jewish people face another attempt by yet another Persian potentate to destroy us.
First of all, assume the story is real. Haman was not Persian. He was not Iranian. He was Amalekite, which is Semite.
Okay, a minor point. But she also says that there's no historical record outside the Bible that the events of the Book of Esther ever took place. There's an older Persian legend that has a very similar plot line, and she says the Book of Esther could be a Jewish spin on that Persian tale. No historical sources outside the Bible mention a plot to kill the Jews in ancient Persia. Jews aren't even mentioned in ancient Persian sources until the 3rd century CE.
Maybe we weren't as important as we'd like to think. You know, our book survived, we survived, we're important now. But at that time, we were just another ethnic group or nationality in the empire.
Meanwhile, in Iran, Tamar says, some have cast the Book of Esther in an anti-Semitic context. There's a part at the end of the Book of Esther when, after the Jews are saved, they're given royal permission to go on a killing spree against their enemies. Tamar herself says it's not the nicest part of the book, and that it may have never even happened. But you find some references in Iran to the Jewish holiday as the holiday of killing Iranians. The Book of Esther is even called the Iranian Holocaust. This is an Iranian YouTube video that puts it in the context of the Iranian New Year holiday of Nowruz that's being celebrated now. On the 13th and final day of the holiday, Iranians leave the house and picnic. This video, as well as some respectable Iranian news sites, Tamar says, claim that the tradition recalls the ancient Persians who ran away from the massacring Jews of the biblical story. This is why we go out on the 13th day, the narrator says, lest we stay at home and be massacred. Tamar says contemporary politicized or anti-Semitic readings of the Book of Esther do not reflect the thousands of years of historical connection between Jews and Persians.
Iran and Israel were the best friends and most loyal allies until the Islamic Revolution. Jews lived in Iran in relative peace for a long time. Jews in Iran today live in peace. They usually live in good terms with their neighbors. Most Iranians are not anti-Semitic or anti-Israel. The regime's official stance is anti-Zionist, not anti-Jewish.
Tamar wrote an annotated version of the biblical story called The Book of Esther Unmasked. She writes about its historical and linguistic context, the Persian word plays in the biblical tale, the biblical book's historically accurate descriptions of the ancient Persian royal court as it really was. None of this is about enmity.
My goal is to build a bridge between the two nations, because we have been allies for so much of history. For the last 37 years, because of the political enmity, some people have been brainwashed on both sides to believe that the other side is bad. So, yes, we are political enemies, and there are bad people on both sides, but the nations are not enemies. And the more Israelis know about Iran, and the more Iranians know about Israel and Judaism, we just have to see we're people.
Tamar has started a crowdfunding campaign to translate her book into Persian. She wants Iranians to be able to download the book for free online. For The World, Daniel Estrin, Jerusalem.